Yes.
Up, you will rise. Hashtag.
Falcons, Atlanta Falcons. Here we go, Falcons, the Super Bowl. Falcons, Atlanta Falcons, Millennium Falcons, kick a field goal. Matt Ryan will pass to Julio Jones. The ball will end up in the end zone. It's time to watch Belichick and Brady fall. And the Falcons defense will deflate their balls.
One of many anthems that you guys, that by Jeff Boyardee. That you sent in to us that are up there on BaileyandSouthside.com. Super Bowl's on Sunday. Earlier this morning, we were talking about some of the stranger, in my recollection, prop bets that are going on. You know, like sites like Bovado and such do these prop bets. Prop bet is just an odd bet. It's a side bet. Ted Janka of Oxygen Financial joins us each and every Tuesday, and usually talking some money stuff here, but I know you... When you came in, you heard us having this conversation. You're like, you know, I can explain this to people because, and I'm glad you can, because a lot of people will call up and ask us questions that we don't know the answers to.
Yeah, we don't fully understand it. I know, Ted, we've talked about my portfolio, and we have agreed that the Georgia Lottery and betting should be about 5% of my income.
I thought it was 1%.
1%? Is this mic on, or is it flipped upside down?
Well, I had both of them over there.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
1%? Not 5%.
1%.
1%. Well,
Bailey spends a bunch gambling.
Probably about 15%.
Bailey, I think we should put an over-under on that Star Wars theme on whether or not it will get 5,000 downloads on iTunes. Is it going to go on iTunes?
I don't know if we've... I know it's... I mean, we could do views because, well, there was a video, but I don't know how we could even track that. Some of these songs that
we've
gotten...
Have you heard them?
We've got a bunch of really good ones that people... Yeah. It's a contest with no prize.
Dude, it is. We just said... Hey, send us your Falcon songs, and we've got musicians in the studios cranking them out.
It's been fantastic. Some of these odd prop bets, Ted, that we had brought up earlier, you know, in my, like I said, my recollection, I haven't seen these types of prop bets over the years. I mean, these are really weird. For example, tossing a slightly deflated football on the field 19-1, throwing a dead Falcon, not a person, but a bird.
Falcon.
300-1.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, look, in any portfolio, I mean, I'm not an advocate of saying that you should gamble, but I'm saying someplace people are going to have some aggressive growth in their portfolio or some percentage that they have that's risk capital, right? And so this may be a place that you say, hey, look, this is the kind of bet that you're talking about where if they say it's 20-1, you can bet literally $1 to win 20. So in this case, if you bet $10, you could win $200 if that prop bet happens.
Oh, I like that category too. Risk capital.
I was just going to
like that.
Risk capital.
Great category.
Risk capital is surplus, right?
It's extra icing. It's icing.
Yeah. Well, you might say, look, if I have $100 in my pocket, maybe I'm willing to take $1 or $2 to bet on something that I think could win me a lot of money. Now, some people will play the stock market. This would be the idea of buying penny stocks, something that might be 5 cents or 10 cents. That you think could go to be $10. In this case, you'd be saying, let me take a dollar or two or 10 and see if I could turn it into 100.
Do you know of people, I'm not going to word it like, do you have clients like this, but do you know of people that have risk capital that during this time of the year for the Super Bowl, they actually wait for it to up their risk capital? I think I worded that pretty good.
I have known a few people that it's not a dollar or two, but maybe a thousand or two that they'll bet on something like this because they feel so strongly about what they think the outcome is going to be.
A lot of times it is the outcome of the game, which is your normal bet. You can go to a bookie, right. But what for Bailey and you guys are talking about, how do you do these prop bets?
Well, let's just take a simple one in here. They put the over-under in the game at 57.5 points. So what you'd be betting is, do I think that combined between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons, that they will score a combined 58 points, or do I not? So you either believe that the defenses are going to tighten up in this game and they won't score that much, or you believe that Brady and Matt Ryan are going to get into a showdown and you're going to bet on either side of that.
Well, then,
I'm adding it up.
Then you'd have to go statistically and look at not really how many points the Falcons have scored on their opponents. It's more on how many points have been scored against the Patriots.
That's right.
Good question. Do you know that over there with your? I know you're figuring out because I've got a top score of what I think would be 73 points. Therefore, I would go for the over. I see it at 35-28.
Okay, so if you go down, I don't want to spend too much time on this.
But if
you go down throughout the regular season, the first game the Cardinals scored 21, the Dolphins scored 24. And now remember, Brady wasn't playing the first four games. The Texans were donutted. The Bills had 16. The Browns had 13. So
it may not be a good bet.
They're averaging probably 10 to 14 points a game.
That's scary.
I think
bet.
The defenses are going to be better than people think. Although they're talking about offense, I think the defenses and it being the Super Bowl, it's going to tighten up a little bit. Just my thought.
Well, give us another one.
Okay, so here's the thing. They moved the extra point back this year, right? So there are a lot of missed extra points. And although Matt Bryant's a really good kicker and he's
Gostkowski.
They both are good, but saw in the Green Bay game that there was actually a missed point.
Yeah.
And he had missed an extra point all year. So it's 7-3 odds. You know, you bet $3 to make 7 if anybody misses an extra point.
I would do that. I mean, it's possible. On an extra point. It can happen.
Yeah, it's totally possible. Plus you're playing in you're playing in an AFC stadium in Houston. You know, take that into consideration. Like if the game were at Heinz Field, those odds would be different because that's the toughest place to kick in the NFL.
Yeah, because the wind swirls. And you're right.
So yeah, I mean so $100 will get you.
Well, $300 would make you $700 here.
$300 would make you $700. So it's like a little
over $200. $233 on $100. Now, how about this? Brady and Matt Ryan have not gotten sacked a lot this year. So this is a question if you believe in the defense. The over-under on the number of combined sacks is 3.5, which means between both teams, if they give 4 sacks, you win.
What are the odds on that?
It's even up money.
Oh, even money?
Yeah, you bet a dollar to make a dollar.
See, let me tell you, Steve, because I know you're going to do this. Like, if you go on a Bovada, right, I put $100 in, not a lot of money, just $100.
Sure.
And then I'll do 10 bets of $10 a piece. But I try to find the biggest odds, the biggest payoff.
Right.
With the most realistic bet. The safeties are always fun bets. So like something that you know can happen.
Right.
Because there's what's called sucker bets that just take your money. So
let's give a couple of like odd ones out here. Will the Super Bowl go into overtime? 894-1.
Ooh.
You bet $1, you make 800. So in this case, you know, if you bet $100, you could win big money if it goes into overtime.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because there's never been a Super Bowl that's gone into overtime.
Has there not? No. I was just scratching my head on that one. I couldn't
think. Maybe this is the year.
This could be the year.
Steve, this could be the year for you.
No NFL team has ever played the Super Bowl on its own home field. No Super Bowl game has ever gone into overtime play. No Super Bowl has ever ended in a shutout.
How about this one, Jason? Will there be a player that scores a touchdown, catches a touchdown that's taller than 6'3"?
Now, say that again.
Will there be a player that catches a touchdown that's taller than 6'3"? Now, the risk to this is Julio Jones is 6'3". So you're talking about like a Martellus Bennett or another big tight end that would catch. It could be a player bigger than 6'3". Well, Sanu's not 6'3".
He's not. He's 6'2".
No.
So you got to have like a big tight end catch it, and Gronk's not playing. So
you got Hooper.
So you got to hope like really Martellus Bennett, you know, or one of our tight ends, big tight end catch.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Is that even money?
20-1.
20. Ooh. That's, see, I would take that bet.
Because you get Bennett, for sure.
Julio is 6'3", so it has to be over 6'3".
Yeah.
So you have to figure out what players. Martellus Bennett would be one.
We're assuming Hooper is that tall.
But all their receivers, and then you have
tight end.
Montgomery, Georgia boy.
Right.
I don't even know if he's over 6'3". Their receivers.
No.
Hogan's not over 6'3".
No, Hogan's not 6'3".
Hogan's shorter.
He went down to 7-1 odds in terms of him catching a touchdown.
Why? Because he lit it up?
Yeah, he lit it up last week. So that's not a bad bet, actually, 7-1 on him catching
a touchdown. I will take that bet.
That's pretty good.
What is that on? Is that on Bovada for?
I don't know. I just saw it in USA Today. They had like 100
I'll totally take
bets.
That bet. Chris Hogan will light it up.
Steve, fan streaks on the field, 4-1. 4-1 that a fan will streak on the field during the game.
Completely nude or just topless?
It didn't say. It just said streaks. I'm thinking that means completely nude.
I think it's, I think it's just streaking. But nobody's streaking on that field.
Nobody goes nude anymore. In the 70s, I'd have taken it all day. But nobody goes 100% nude.
Security
at the Falcon Stadium, didn't they?
You can't even be wearing shoes. You got to be nudie tootie.
All right, this is a good one, I think. So this is a Belichick bet. So he's going to wear a hoodie. Everyone knows that.
Right.
The blue hoodie is 4-11 on the odds.
Gray hoodie.
The gray hoodie's 3-1, which I think is not a bad bet on the gray hoodie. And then the field, anything but blue or gray, is 50-1. So if he wears any other color but blue and gray, it's 50-1. Gray's 3-1, and blue is 4-11.
Well, he's known to wear a red one every once in a while.
Yeah, red one, I'm sorry, is 40-1.
Forty to one.
So yeah, that's not bad.
high odds.
God, do you think these guys, like, I mean, Belichick is like that Popovich kind of guy, but do you think he looks at these and goes, you know what, I want to make somebody some cash today.
Just wear a red one. Yeah, just wear a red one. Why not? Or come out in purple. Why? No reason.
You do understand that there are people that research this, algorithms together, you know, try to go through their garbage to see if they've thrown out an old gray hoodie.
It wouldn't surprise me if you're talking to a bellman or somebody that helped put away his clothes. What did he have?
Now,
what was in his closet?
Steve, what do you think about this one? Will they show Giselle on TV? How many times will they go to her? The over-under for even money is 1.5 times. So if they show Giselle 2 times during the whole broadcast, you win. If they show her 1 time or less, you lose.
You would win because no matter what. Well, here's the deal. If they win the Super Bowl, God forbid, they'll show her during the game and then they would show her afterwards.
Yeah, that's not enough money for me to make.
Yeah.
I need the 30-to-1s. I need the 20-to-1s.
All right, give you one last one in here because I know we're on time. How about for retirement? They have after this, both Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, 12-to-1 odds that they'll retire after this Super Bowl.
Sucker bet. Total sucker bet.
I don't see either one of them retiring.
Yeah. Not happening. Not happening.
Yeah, what's Bill Belichick going to do if he retires? There's nothing else to do. He's a football coach.
You're leaving money on the table.
Lots of money. Just,
I told you the Seattle-Denver game 3 years ago, it was 800-to-1 and 400-to-1 that the very first play of the game would be a safety. And I bet the
He bet that.
I bet the wrong team.
Yeah, he messed
even
up.
Though in my head, because the way that it's worded, I bet that Seattle would score a safety. In my head, I said that, but I accidentally bet, meaning Seattle would get it, but the way that it was worded, and you
the
know,
other team got it.
I was jumping up and down. I was like, $10 just made me $800.
You thought,
I.
And then
400-to-1. It was the first play of that Super Bowl 3 years ago.
4-to-2 odds says that Budweiser. It's a 4-to-1 odds or something. That Budweiser is the best commercial too.
Yeah, those are the other ones. A commercial.
Budweiser does have damn good commercials.
Crazy.
Those damn horses get me every time.
Those are good. All right. No, that was fun. Thank you. I appreciate that. Outside of the betting stuff, because I'm sure not a lot of people are going to hit you up at Oxygen Financial for betting advice. They might. Who knows?
Who knows?
But for everything else, how can they find you, Ted?
Well, we've got a couple days left in our It's My Life contest for Bon Jovi.
It's my life.
Over 350 listeners entered into the contest already. We'll be picking the winner on Friday. So go to OxygenFinancial.net and also get your free budget guide for 2017 to get your family finances in shape.